Samuel Davies and Patrick Henry. The relationship between Samuel Davies and Patrick Henry began when Davies arrived in Virginia in 1748 to begin his ministry at Pole Green Church in Hanover County, and concluded many years later when Henry acknowledged Davies' influence on his own oratory skills. Prior to Samuel Davies being licensed by the Newcastle Presbytery to minister in Hanover County, dissenters in the area had already begun meeting in private homes for Bible study and worship. They were paying fines rather than attending services that had no meaning for them, and they were paying taxes to support the state-sponsored Anglican Church. The move toward independence from the Anglican Church had begun, and Davies brought with him a Presbyterian heritage asserting that all political authority ultimately belongs to the people. The people were always more powerful than the ruler they created, and they were free to remove them at will, be he king, magistrate, or minister. Patrick Henry's maternal grandfather, Isaac Winston, and Patrick's mother, Sarah, were among the dissenters in St. Paul's Parish in Hanover, where his paternal uncle and namesake, Patrick Henry Sr., was the Anglican priest, and young Patrick's father, John, was a vestryman. From boyhood, Patrick heard debates around the family table concerning religion. His uncle railed against the dissenters, while his grandfather and mother were active supporters of the dissenting community. Influenced by his mother's and his sister's conversion by Davies, and an admiration of Davies' preaching and eloquence as a teacher, Henry began a lifetime of sympathy and support for dissenting religious traditions, beliefs, and practices. Family legend has it that Patrick's speaking skills were honed on his way home from Pole Green each Sunday when his mother required that he recite back the day's sermon. From this, he gained a rhetorical education by reciting and repeating model speeches. Henry also acquired an important political and religious vocabulary from Davies' sermons. Prior to his own calls for liberty, Henry would have heard the religious appeal to liberty in the sermons of Samuel Davies. Liberty was a key word above all others in the sermons of the Great Awakening. They emphasized freedom from sin, freedom to exercise conscience in the face of unjust laws and rulers, and freedom to fight to the death to secure liberty for the future. When we look at Davies' sermons alongside Henry's speeches, we see a growing connection of religious and political themes between the two men. In the famous Parson's Cause speech, Henry uses the unjust law and unjust tyrant themes links to Davies' sermons. Davies successfully petitioned to extend the Acts of Toleration to the colonies that eventually resulted in the legal protection of religious freedom, first in Virginia and then throughout the colonies. Henry's cry for liberty or death echoes through America's history. Two great movements, religious freedom and civil freedom. Two great men whose lives became intertwined at Pole Green Church.